This is Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. Hey, we circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the world. Hey, this is the Boomerang Radio Show. I am your host. I'm William A. Brown. I see one of my co-hosts here, Mike Ward. Hey, Mike.
Good afternoon, William, and to everyone that's listening in.
Hey, it's my pleasure, my friend. Well, you know, I got a message from Ann, and she will be joining us a little bit later on. Hopefully, Dr. Sims and Dr. Demery will. I know Danny, he's out on assignment today. And so, it just might end up being just you and I. Well, you know, we've ridden this horse before.
That's okay. I know how to song and dance. I can tap dance with the best of them.
Absolutely. You know, Mike.
I think between the two of us, we're never at a loss for words anyway, so.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Absolutely. We can't. And folks, if you haven't tuned into the Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast show.
Please.
It is a lot. It's a blast. It's a lot of fun. We have a great time, great music, great conversation. Mike, he's always cracking jokes.
What makes you think they're jokes? Maybe I'm serious.
That's the scary part. No, we play a variety of music, different genres of music, and hopefully some of your favorites. We cover the gamut, anything from blues to jazz to soul, neo soul, R&B, including Motown and the rest in that. Genre, Southern soul, gospel,
classical, big band.
Yes.
To say we play a little bit of everything would be actually misleading. We play a lot of everything, and we mean everything.
We sure do, and it's a lot of fun. We had a guest on. We had Wild Bill Young, out of Las Vegas, on with us. He's a country recording artist. And this cat, I really enjoyed his music, Mike. And forgive me, I still haven't sent you the MP3s on that yet.
That's fine. When you give them to me, you get them to me.
Oh, I'll get them.
It's done when it's done, William. Inside joke, folks. Inside joke between William and I.
Throw the pot on the floor. I'll never forget that.
The stew is done when the stew is done.
Mike, In preparation for this broadcast, I jotted down some things. And like you said, the world is a mess. I see on your screen, and you didn't do it. Neither did I.
I can fix it. I can actually fix it.
Are you going to run for president?
No. I'd run for benevolent dictator of the world. You let me be the benevolent dictator of the world. I will take care of the masses. I will pursue evil and eliminate it. And I will just lift everybody up and make sure that everyone's getting a fair treatment and everybody lives a happy, productive life and get to do what they want to do. What could be more benevolent than that as a benevolent dictator?
You wouldn't be a dictator then.
Yeah, I would.
No, dictators are greedy. They're vicious. They're vile. They're mean. And you're none of those things. So, you know, you have got to
find. All controlling. I could fix this mess. It wouldn't be pretty, but once I got it fixed, it'd be nirvana.
It'll be done.
It'd be nirvana. Just let me fix it. Just give me the juice to fix the world. I will do it.
Hey, look here. Can I be your VP?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, my friend. You know, there's, we've talked about a lot of things on the Boomerang, and I didn't have this when I sent you, an idea of what we were going to talk about today, and we're still going to talk about. We're going to talk about corrupt preachers. We're going to talk about impotent rage. Now, do you guys know what that is? Okay, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. And depression, we're going to try to put that in as well. And, Mike, coming up pretty soon, we need to have our annual message to the world about refuse to be a victim. Let's do that in the next week or so.
Oh, holiday safety. Yeah, that's right.
We've got to do that. We're committed to providing not only information, but perhaps some solutions to whatever's going on. I want to start.
When we do that, I'm sorry to interrupt you, William, but when we do that, would we do it on the Boomerang with the panel being
of course.
That would be excellent because we've never done it that style before. It's always just been me flapping my gums.
Well, I thought we didn't last year. Dr. Sims, how are you?
I'm blessed today. How are you?
Oh, you sound really good. You sound really good. Anne should be joining us in a while, and hopefully Dr. Dimmers will as well. But I thought last year we did the Refuse to Be a Victim segment on the boomerang. Didn't we do that?
We might have. My memory's not all that great. Oh, yeah, did we? Thanks, Dr. Sims.
We did. And it is, and I got a lot of good feedback on that too, because the holidays are vastly approaching, and man, and people seem to let their guard down a lot during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, going out, ladies going out at night shopping alone—that's never a good idea. Mike always talked about that purse that you wearing around your shoulder.
Stop carrying a purse, ladies.
That could
Stop
be a serious problem. Parking in dark underground garages, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. So we got to do a better job on that. You know, have fun, but also you've got to be vigilant. You have to be vigilant.
During the holidays, I think what happens, it's not that people just get complacent. It's just they are so focused on other things that they fail to be aware of their surroundings and such, and they fail to be aware of the dangers that do exist, especially more highlighted during the holidays. Mm-hmm. So it's not that they're complacent as much as they're just distracted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, I tell you what, you just reminded me of something too. I was watching a video yesterday, and it was this young lady that came on, and she was talking about party safely. And what she meant by that, she said she went to this club, and, you know, and I think there was a performance going on there, and she got there early, so she went to this bar. And she noticed that there was a gentleman coming into the bar, and he stood there for a long time, looked like he was casing the place. So she was sitting there, and a few other people were there as well. And he came up and approached her. You know, trying to make a little small talk and things of that nature. Now, she had a drink.
That's normal.
She had a drink. And she said also, if she's at a bar, she does not sit where, you know, right in the center where the napkins and other things are, maybe some condiments and things like that, because somebody could come up talking to the bartender and slip something in your drink. Okay? And she goes on to say she moved. She was close to the end of the bar, and this guy came over, and he kept getting closer and closer and closer to her. All right? And he was acting like they were together. And so she was saying that these scumbags, I'm just going to put it like this, they want other people in that place to think that you are with them. So if you leave out there with them, nobody would, you know, be question it, you see. And so he just kept leaning over. He pulled out a whole wad of money but he never bought a drink.
And for him either, for himself?
No, for himself either. He asked her, are you buying me a drink?
Mm-hmm.
And she says no. But the whole point that I'm getting to is she was careful because she did not want this guy to slip something in her drink, which happens often, folks, in these clubs out here. Okay?
Yep.
And she said after a while, after she really wasn't paying him the time of day, really, you know, and the music started playing, she started dancing alone, and this guy ended up leaving. Never bought a drink. So he had something in she had the feeling that something was up. And even if you get that feeling,
he was what they call hunting. He was hunting.
That's what he was doing, in my opinion, and in hers. So even if you be vigilant, this is what I'm saying. Okay, let's say he wasn't that way, but he was acting very, very strangely. So, Dr. Sims, would you please share with the ladies how important it is? Okay.
Well, yeah, you know, it's really important because one of the things, and it's not just the holidays either, folks, because it's getting worse as you get all these people coming over. And I'm just going to be honest, you know, that's where I am, coming over the border. They got mental issues. They're prison issues, that mentality, and not only just the border, I'm talking about within the confines of our state, California, is horrific. It's terrible. But the thing is, for the women, you need to be careful because you're not even safe walking in the grocery stores, basically, alone hardly anymore. Because if you see somebody prowling around the grocery aisles and not picking up any groceries, something's up with that picture. Because what he's doing is casing, and he's watching your vulnerability to see if you're noticing him. And you have some women doing it too, him or her, doing some things. You have to watch. You have to be vigilant and watch your surroundings at all time. And you know what, folks, it's sad because it's even around your homes as well. I had somebody, let me tell you something about these freaks out here. I had somebody put a bunch of pigeon feathers in front of my door. Witchcraft is real, all this kind of, I'm telling you what I'm telling you, okay? But because I'm not fearful of it, and I know what I'm up against. And you have some weird folks that do strange things, and if a person is not educated to what is going on, they messed with the right girl. They really did. So whatever they hoodoo, voodoo, whatever they're trying to send this way, I send it right back to their house, okay? My thing is this, is that you have to be careful with, even with people touching you. I don't want nobody touching me. You don't need to touch me out there in the store. I don't need you to walk up to me. We're not friends. You don't know me, okay? If you strike up, and I'm not brutish or am I not rude, if you say hello, I will say hello. I had somebody, and getting to the nightclubs, you know, this is the season where people are going to be clubbing, what have you. And back in the day, my heyday, I used to club. But let me tell you something. I got familiarized with the managers and the bouncers, all right? And they treated me like their little sister. I guess I got it like that. But anyway, and I was bragging a little bit. But they took care of this girl. They made sure I got to my car safely. They made sure nobody was following me. And they also watched me in the club. Now, I used to have men coming up to me and said, can I sit with you? And I had a smart mouth anyway. I said, did I come with you? I said, did I come with you? And I would know. Well, bye. Okay. But you have to have a surrounding. And I always sat with my back against the wall. I learned that in police work. I sat with my back against the wall so that I can see who's coming and going. If you walk past me, I sat in a real, not conspicuous place, but in a place where I can see who's coming in. Because if somebody pull out a gun, I will know it because I'm watching you as you're in. And then till you have a good sense of people, you're saying something, William, about, you know, she felt weird about this individual, and as well as she should, because they're passing stuff and putting stuff in your drink. And now this fentanyl stuff, all you have to do is touch a napkin with this foolishness. And so you've got to be careful. I don't want you giving me no napkin. I can get my own. Okay. I don't need you ordering my food, bringing it to me. I can do it myself. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's sad that we have to be that way, but what better person to look out for you than you? Because it's really important. And as a woman, women, please, if you pack and pack, okay, I'm just saying, because people these days, they do not care about how they treat you, beat you, rape you, whatever, okay? And so don't be so easy, or should I say vulnerable, to these people. It's getting worse. It's not getting better. It's getting worse.
You know, I tell you, my mom used to say years ago that when she would go out, and let's say she went to a club or something like that, she would never, and my mom used to love to dance, she would never leave her drink on the table.
Oh, I took it with me.
Never leave your drink on the table.
Right.
Okay. That goes for men and women. A lot of guys have gotten, and a lot of stories, and I'm sure it happens in California, wherever, right? But a lot of stories came out of Las Vegas where these guys, you know what happens in Vegas? They say it stays in Vegas, maybe not. But the thing about it, you out there and you got a lot of good looking ladies out there, scantily clad, you know, and they're coming up to you and this type of thing. And this one particular story I remember, this guy apparently had a lot of had a lot of money with him, okay? And so
yeah, all the bad guys are watching to see who's winning. Hey, look or not. And then they roofie your drink, and then they follow you back to your hotel room, mm-hmm. whatever, and then they rob
right.
you.
Right.
Well, he took this woman back to his hotel, and when he woke up, everything was gone, including his clothes. Everything. Okay, he didn't remember anything.
I should laugh, but that's
after he doesn't remember anything after they after he put the key in the door. I mean, opened the door, right? So, why?
A couple of quick things because Dr. Sims like nudged my refuse to be victim memory. Uh-huh. If you need to go someplace, especially when it's dark. Go with somebody. There's safety in numbers. Yeah. At least take a neighbor. Say, hey, listen, I need to get some groceries. Would you like to come with me? And try to go in. If you're going to a club, go in numbers. That way mm-hmm. you ladies can all watch after each other. You know, guys don't have to worry so much, but still it happens. So, Dr. Sims was mentioning where she sits. So I have a rule from law enforcement, very similar to exactly what she was saying. I sit with my back against the wall. Mm-hmm. I sit where I can see who's coming in, if at all possible. A lot of times you can't do all of these things at once. But back against the wall, I sit where I can see who's coming in the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And I always look to see where the exits are, wherever I'm sitting, whether it's a movie theater or a restaurant or wherever. I look to see where the exits are at, and I try to sit next to an exit. So I want to be next to an exit. I want to be able to see the front door. And I want my back against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, with you ladies, there's safety in numbers. Take your friends with you for crying out loud.
Absolutely.
You're a social animal. Take the girls and go have some fun.
Well, we're going to visit this, and I'm thinking about doing it perhaps next Sunday. I think it's a good time to start because Thanksgiving is coming Thursday, and hopefully we've given you a little taste of what's to come. All right,
ladies, stop carrying a purse.
I don't carry a purse anymore.
Good for
I mean,
you.
I have beautiful purses, but I don't carry them because if people would pay attention to what's being publicized, the news is trying to warn you. You have things on YouTube that are trying to warn you. They'll, especially a purse with a strap in it, they'll cut the strap or they'll drag you. There was one lady who was drugging a car trying to hold on to her purse. Okay. And so this is what these charlatans do. They drive around and they case the shopping malls. They'll case. And if we're all into each other, you know, I was trained also by my dad because he was military. You better watch. And you know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, watch and pray. Open your eyes. See what's up. Okay.
Absolutely.
Don't pray. Don't let them pray. P-R-E-Y. On you, because I'm biblical and I go that route in my mind, but keep your eyes open because you don't know when it's going to happen. Just like, I think we have these mass shooters that are around and they catch you unaware because you're not looking at your surroundings. Okay. And so you're thinking that you're safe and it's not always the case. Not always the case.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Let me get back to here. Let's do this. All right, I need to get back. I had, last week, we did this segment on, was something else I wanted to pull up. Last week we did this thing, and it had to do with, hold on, what is this one right here? Okay. Oh, this one. Let me stop this. Right here. All right. Okay, let me get back. We were talking about corrupt preachers out here.
Oh, yes,
we were talking about corrupt preachers, and we're going to continue that. But I ran across something, Dr. Sims and Mike, that I think that we should share with the audience. And this is something that I just ran across today. We did a segment on artificial intelligence. Okay. And was it one or two?
I think we did three.
Okay. I ran across something today that should scare the heck out of everybody, especially, and this has to do with artificial intelligence and how people are being scammed using artificial intelligence, by artificial intelligence and Bitcoin. People, you guys know, I'm a former stockbroker, and still I'm an investor, you know, a financial advisor and the like. And I get calls all the time. What do you think about Bitcoin? I said, I don't think anything of it. It is not a tangible, real tangible thing. It's Bitcoin. Okay. I don't believe you can buy a house with it. You have to, you can convert it into cash and you can do it that way, but you can't walk up to a bank or a car dealership or anything and say, hey, I got a bag of Bitcoin. It doesn't happen. But I want you to hear this.
I was the intended victim of a scam using my son's voice. And here's the story. I was on my way to work. My phone rang. It was my son. He was crying. He said, Dad, I was in an accident. I hit another car being driven by a pregnant woman. My nose is broken. They arrested me. I'm in jail. They assigned a public defender to me. His name is Barry Goldstein. You need to call him. You have to get me out of here. Help me. I said, Brett, I'll call him and I'll call you right back. He said, you can't. They took my phone. Help me, Dad. I'm a father. I'm a lawyer. My son's in trouble. A pregnant woman was hurt. He's in jail. I'm in action mode. Before I could do anything, my phone rings again. It's Barry Goldstein. I just met with your son. He's hurt. He has a broken nose, but he'll be okay. He hit a car being driven by a pregnant woman. She was taken to the hospital. They arrested your son because he failed the breathalyzer test at the accident scene. I said, wait, my son would never drink and drive. He said, Brett told him that, but he had an energy drink that morning, and that may have caused the failed test. He said, I should take some steps if I wanted to bail my son out. I said, of course I want to do that. He said, well, I'll give you the phone number for the courthouse, and here's your son's case number. You should call the courthouse and bail him out. I immediately call the courthouse. They answer correctly. I tell them why I'm calling. They said, what's your son's name? They asked for the case number. They said, yes, your son's here. Bail was set at $90,000. You need to post 10%, $9,000, to bail him out. But there's a problem. So what's the problem? The county bail bondsman was away on a family emergency, and he's not available. He said, but there is a solution. You can post what they called an attorney's bond. I said, I'm an attorney. He said, yes, but you haven't entered your appearance on behalf of your son. There's a Mr. Goldstein that did that. You should perhaps call him back and try to get him to post an attorney's bond. Hang up. I call Mr. Goldstein back. Mr. Goldstein, can you post a bond for my son? Yes. You need to wire me $9,000. He said, I'm a member of a credit union, so you need to take the cash to a certain kiosk, which will get the money to me. And I'm scheduled to leave for a conference in California. I'll be leaving to the airport in 2 hours, so you need to move quickly. I learned later that kiosk was a Bitcoin kiosk that would convert the money to cryptocurrency. I hang up. All of these calls happened in 2 minutes. This is the first time I had a chance to think. I called my daughter-in-law and suggested that she call work and tell them that my son wasn't going to make it today because he was in an accident. A few minutes later, FaceTime call from my son. He's pointing to his nose. He goes, my nose is fine. I'm fine. You're being scammed. I sat there in my car. I was physically affected by that. It was shock and anger and relief. I decided that I would try to keep Mr. Goldstein engaged in the scam while I invited law enforcement to become involved. Nice. I contacted the Philadelphia police, and they said because I had not lost the money, they couldn't help me. I called the local FBI office. They said, look, there was burner phones and cryptocurrency. They're aware of the scam, and that they were unable to bring back cryptocurrency once it was out of the country or wherever it went. And so they were unwilling to get involved. And that left me fairly frustrated because I had been involved in consumer fraud cases in my career, and I almost fell for this. So the only thing I thought I could then do was to warn people. So I approached the Philadelphia Inquirer, and they did a feature story. And Fox News ran a segment on their morning show. The scam hasn't abated. Since that article came out, I've received 20 to 25 calls throughout the country of people who have been contacted by Barry Goldstein and who had lost money. And they were devastated. I mean, they're emotionally and physically hurt. They almost were calling to get a phone call hug because they were so upset. And they asked me, you know, what could I recommend? And I said, look, do what I did, go public. Oh, and the other suggestion I had was to go to the bank where they bank and suggest that tellers inquire about anyone that's taking out a lot of cash that doesn't usually do that. That was the only thing I could come up with. The cryptocurrency and AI have provided a riskless avenue for fraudsters to take advantage of all of us. They have no risk of exposure. I know that there's economic benefit to cryptocurrency, but I also know that it causes substantial harm to society and financial harm. To me, you know, it's fundamental if we're harmed by somebody, there's a remedy either through the legal system or through law enforcement. In this case, there is no remedy, and that fundamental basis is broken, and I hope that this committee could do something about that. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to stop it right there. Wow. When I saw this, I said, I've got to share it with the panel. Folks, you've got to be vigilant out here. Now, there are two things at play. Neither do I trust. Well, I like AI for certain things. If it's for good, because I use it for my GPS. I love to use it for my GPS. I like voice recognition. But then AI can be very, very dangerous. Because they can take, if you notice part of that, he said that in the very beginning, he thought it was his son that called him, but it was not. Someone had taken a few snippets of his son's voice and created this whole conversation with him and his dad. Okay? Wow. This is so deep, Dr. Sims, and then I'm going to toss it over to Mike because, Mike, you made not a comment, but you says, wow, yeah, or something like that. And so I know certain parts of that you picked up on, and I want you to comment on that. But Dr. Sims, you've got scammers out here, and I don't know whether it increases this time of the year or not. I don't have any stats on that, but I wouldn't doubt it because people get scammed all day, every day around this, in this country and probably around the world too. Mm-hmm. And these guys are so good at their con. And now with the creation of AI, your son, your daughter, your grandchildren, whatever can call you, you think it's them. And the first thing about it, if you notice the scam, they do something that has a shock value to it. Something's wrong with my son. Something's wrong with my daughter.
Emotion.
Emotion. Yeah, they play that emotional pull on that heartstring, Dr. Sims. And I think was it Dr. Demeru that says that now they are using some preachers they are preaching with using AI.
Yes.
And if you think about this, that gives the nefarious people a chance to scam you, to con you. Now, preaching using AI, are you serious right now?
Well, they're using everything else. I mean, they got ATMs in the church and all that kind of stuff. So
I think that's a shame, too.
It is a shame because here's the deal. They're not hungry for souls. They're hungry for money, and they don't want to hear from this girl. because I have a totally negative view on that. And here's the thing too, because AI is taking over. It is a fact. Okay. Mm. And it's heading faster than normal. And so people are trying to gird themselves. And the reason why it can take over as fast as it is because people have not been paying attention to the slow, should I say, the institution of AI. We've been fanned asleep to reality. They will sidetrack you in society of some hoopla that's going on. They will sidetrack you so you can't really see what the government is doing. Mm. That is a known fact, okay? And Bitcoin is going to take over to the point where we are going to be paperless, and that's where it's headed. And so we don't know all of the facts, but we do know something is going coming down the pipeline. It is what it is. When you're saying about the scammers, and it's a sad situation, what this gentleman explained, it's sad. And the reason why I say it's sad is because you don't know, because you know that we're living in a troubled time. Everything is going on. Everything. Women are being raped. All kinds of things going on. Murder, stealing, all kinds of things. And it has escalated. My thing is, and Mike, I was listening to this, you know, and I'm listening to him. They even have scammers where they can take your deed of your home. Okay. And the banks don't search the names, because they're not set up to do that. They'll have people falsify deeds, and then guess what? They'll come 2-3 days after it's been approved and documented and tell you have to move out the home. And that's your home you paid for, okay? But there's no sophistication in the people who have the lending institutions to do its research of who is actually signing this deed of trust for your home. They take your home right up under your feet, okay? Yep. And you've paid for it, and they're doing it to a lot of the senior citizens. See, I stay up late at night, and a lot of these programs come on late at night when they tell you about how they can confiscate your home without knowledge, only to the point where when you're knowledgeable of it, they're knocking at your door and tell you got a week to move. Okay. And so people would look at these things and act like they're fictitious. Oh, they're not. They are not. AI is also, they're using your signatures to scam. That's why it's important. Sometimes don't do e-sign, because these folks have access. And you know what, you guys, and it's not in the United States. It's in these foreign countries that's doing this mess too. In China, you got Indonesians, you got India, all of these folks. Africa is the big corporate, I should say, is doing this foolishness. And what they do, all they have to do is get a little bit of your information and the probe into your life. And so my thing is I do a lot of my things online, and I know I have safety nets and alerts on there. I have a bank that's very, very awesome. She didn't know who was making this payment to. It was new to them, and she took it upon herself to hold it and to question me about it. I'm glad she did that. Yes, I did do it, but she was looking out for a girl. A lot of people won't do that, okay? I get alerts on my phone. I'm alerted up, okay? About getting alerts on my phone. Now, with this gentleman, with this person calling, I had somebody call me, okay? It was a trip for me. But here's the thing that I feel, and I don't know, Mike, if you would co-sign with this, but give codes, okay? Give codes. And my thing is giving codes to my children. Okay, I don't know if that's you. There's a unique way that they can bring that thing out. And I know that's my baby. Okay, that's talking. But if not, there's ulterior contact that I've devised. Is that, wait a minute, hold on, I'm calling my baby on the phone. Is this you talking to me about such and such and such? An alternate phone, okay, that they don't have, okay? And that's only used for these kind of purposes. See, I'm thinking like a police officer. Okay, Mike. Okay.
That's good.
And the thing is, give an alternative. One of the things that we do check-ins. We do check-ins all the time. I tell my daughter, I ride home with her every day. Okay. Via the phone to make sure that she gets home safely. I make sure she's locked in. She searches her home. All of these things. And with the scammers, you don't leave important papers around. You watch even when you're withdrawing money from the bank, because you have people who will look over your shoulder, get your information. You don't keep your checkbook open so that they can jot down some information, get your ABA, and all kind of seriousness here going on. And so these are the things that I said for secondary. And this cryptocurrency, it's going to be cryptocurrency before the end days, y'all. We not going to have no currency. And what it is power and control. They want to control you, because what's going to happen is if you don't do what they tell you, if you don't take, y'all know familiar with the mark of the beast. I'm going here with it. If you don't take that foolishness, if you don't say, they try to make it look like, oh, it's such a wonderful thing. All you have to do is fan your hand. Okay. Yeah. You be fanning your hand. All right. Okay. And so what happens, those that don't take it, they won't be able to buy or sell, because folks are taking over your account. Right now, they have a bank, and I might be jumping here and there, but right now they have a bank that when you make deposits has to go to this main bank. Not your legit bank that you bank with. It's coming from the government, has to approve that before they release those funds to your bank. And you think
a clearinghouse of sorts.
Yes. And you think that your money is there. Oh no, they checking on you, boo-boo. They checking on seeing what you're doing. Okay. Which in one light, it's good. And the next light, it's not good, because they're also trying to, stop the ones who are laundering money. So they say, okay, my thing is we have to come up with an alternative to protect ourselves. I have scammers calling all the time. It's always usually around payday. Okay. My phone lights up. I don't answer them because all they need is a click. Okay. I had something yesterday. I was talking to my daughter and my phone did some weird sound and I was not able to get back to her. Folks, this computer system that they're doing AI, they can shut you off from calling, from talking to people. It is what it is. And that's why I got to, me personally, I'll be personal, I cannot put my trust in all this AI situation. The right. Stuff like you said, William, that some of the stuff, yeah. And now Alexa's calling me Dr. Sims. I never told her to call me Dr. Sims. Good morning, Dr. Sims. I'm like, wait a minute. And I'll say, Alexa, what time is it? She said, well, good afternoon, Dr. Sims. How are you? I'm like, wait a minute. I had my daughter on the phone. She was rolling. I said, Mama. I said, girl, they are perfecting AI. They know what I'm. She said, Mama, at night, does it come on by itself? I said, yes. She said, that's because they're listening. They are listening. Folks, to everything that we're doing, they're collecting data. They've been doing it for years.
Years.
Private. They have it now where they can see in your place. Okay. Well, they got a good. If they're doing that, they got a good peeky peek. I wave at them. I use them. Okay. Because I know that they're looking. Okay, and they're listening. We are not, folks. We're not as protected as we think that we are, and we have to face reality. I told my daughter, we have to even be careful the way we dialogue on the phone, because they are collecting data, folks. They'll put you in a category that you really didn't intend for yourself to be in. This AI situation is scary. It sometimes is helpful, but it's more scary to me than it is helpful. So I would just make those suggestions, do polls, alternatives. And then, with this gentleman they went extensive on this guy because he's got money. And mostly they target people who really got a lot of money, okay? And so that's just my take on it.
Right, Mike. You know, there's a book out, and it's out of print. I would love to get my hands on another copy of this book. It's called Glass House Tapes. By Lewis Tackwood. And that book was written, I believe, in 1973. Even before cable became popular, it was just being introduced. And in that book, he says, look, while you're watching your TV is watching you.
Wave Adams, now, what are you doing?
Look at, what we're talking about, some 50 years later, do you think that it has advanced? Of course it has. In 50 years? Are you kidding me? If they had the capabilities back then to do certain things, imagine what's happening right now. I had another friend that was a computer analyst. Brilliant young lady. We went to school together. We went to grade school together. Our junior, middle school, high school went in different directions. But anyway, she was telling me, she said, let me just share something with you. The technology that we are using right now, that's 2 years old. They have stuff on the shelf right now. Okay, that's advanced. And it'll be released in the next couple of years. Okay, so that tells you, Mike, the thing that fears me about AI is that it can influence a lot of different things. Hmm. We talked about preachers. Can you imagine? If you got a preacher that's using AI, you need to get rid of that preacher. You really do. Okay? Now, because he will let AI do the work while he's on Malibu, in Malibu somewhere, sipping on a Mai Tai.
Wait a minute.
You know, you think about this, okay? And then politics. They are already messing around with it now, sending out false messages, using artificial intelligence because they can mimic your voice. They can mimic your voice.
Well, what about the holograms? I mean, Ellen DeGeneres was in somebody's living room talking to them like she was sitting on the couch, uh-huh. Okay? They're doing holograms. That's AI.
Oh, so, yeah.
They don't really need the stars in the movies. They can do holograms.
And see, that's what that strike was all about. That's part of what that strike was all about, too, because the writers and the actors were in fear of them losing their jobs because the greedy moneymakers in Hollywood. You know, Hollywood doesn't have the best reputation as far as morality is concerned. Can I say Hollywood and morality in the same sentence, Mike?
You can.
Mike?
Well, you can as long as you say they lack the morality.
They lack it.
Or it doesn't exist.
I know how.
Hey, Mike.
You know, Keanu Reeves has in his the actor Keanu Reeves.
Yes.
He has in his contract, I think I brought this up before, so forgive me for repeating it. But in his contract, they're not allowed to produce anything that's AI with regard to him, his voice, his face, or whatever. He did a movie. I forget the name of the movie. Doesn't really matter. But he was doing the acting part. Well, after the fact, they added a tear coming down his face.
Hmm.
And he blew a gasket. He goes, that wasn't me. And right. From then on, he's got it in his contract. No AI with regard to him. I got sent this morning, actually, a friend of mine, Dex, who was with the Sheriff's Department, he moved to Arizona, and he and I email back and forth constantly. And he sent me, a little bit inappropriate, but I'm just going to tell you the truth here. It wasn't inappropriate for him to send it to me because it was reality. There is a video of Taylor Swift, you know, the singer Taylor Swift, very popular, very beautiful girl. Mm-hmm. They took her voice. They took her likeness and they made an entire porno out of
wow.
her. Wow. And
that's what I'm talking about.
He sent me like a 30-second clip or a 1-minute clip of it. And I'll tell you what, I could not tell the seams or nothing. I could not tell that from actually being her. And I knew it wasn't her, but I couldn't distinguish at all. And I've got 1080p definition. And I'm looking for the seams, or I'm looking for the eyeballs and the mouth to not match. And I'm telling you what, the voice matched, the likeness matched, and they're taking these actresses or whomever, or politicians, and they're putting them into like pornos, or they're having them say things they didn't really say.
That's
or
right.
Tears coming down their face that didn't really happen or didn't exist. And I'm glad he sent it to me. I mean, I'm not into watching porn to begin with, but it was a real eye opener.
You know, I tell you what's stopping them from really selecting a president using AI?
Nothing. Nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Not a thing.
Okay. This is, Mike, just like you said, and let's talk about us as individuals. It could take either one of us and put us in
a burglar situation.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And wait a minute. And you know what you were saying about Taylor Swift? They hacked my old account. I had over 4,000 people. They started off with me, this Bitcoin thing, reaching out to me. And I told them, what I did is I called this number. And I saw this lady. I said, I'm calling the FBI on you. She hung that thing up so quickly. But here's what they did. They kept going and kept going until they got access to my pertinent information on my first Facebook account. And what they did was they sent out notifications to all of the friends, my friends that befriended me. And they said that I made over $15,000 within a 5-minute period invested in Bitcoin. And they made it like I was the one talking to them, okay? And for them to come and join this. Well, I reached out to Facebook. They don't do a thing. They do absolutely nothing. And so what they did was they literally took over. They got into one of my old emails that was assigned to that account. They changed the email, okay? They took the code out. They took my name off of it, okay? And what they did was they reached out to me after I was panicking. I'm like, oh, my goodness. People were reaching out to me. Get on Instagram, and I can help you. Well, they were scammers as well because they were looking for the more pertinent information to get in my other account. But long story short, I shut it down and I opened the new one. But here's what the friends that know me, it's good that you have friends that know who you are and your character. He was sending new pictures of me and things like that. Me attached to, I don't know what the body looked like, but anyway, I'm just saying, okay? And so had me in compromising positions, and I agree with you.
Oh, no.
They could put your face in circumstances that make people question your character. And I say, really, dude, I don't even flow that way, okay? Some of them who were trying to be funny. That's not funny to me.
It's not funny at all.
Many people have gotten killed, folks, over this situation, having somebody there and they weren't even there. Well, you fit the profile. Okay, well, somebody put me in the profile. I'm not saying everybody, but in a lot of circumstances, they'll tell you that's not what really happened. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so because somebody's dummied up the video, okay, and they do it all the time. Dummy up a video. They can put your face to somebody else's body, okay? Yep. And it looks authentic. You cannot tell the difference, okay? They can put your mouth to match the individual's mouth and make it look like you are the one who is actually, I've seen it, actually talking. That's why we got to be careful, and I'm with the police force. You got to be careful where you fit the profile. But do your homework, baby. Rest them. Take them. Don't shoot them, okay? Because you have people on mass murder and all this kind of stuff. That's why the PTSD is post-traumatic stress is out the door, because of the false information that's been given to a lot of the forces. You know what I mean? And so we got to be careful. Everybody ain't strange. I'm just being real. Everybody's not strange. Everybody's not murdering. But you've got people who are scammers, and they sitting back and watching people being abused and beaten. And they're like, oh, we got to define the next game.
They're looking for the next victim. They're looking for the next victim.
Yeah, that's not cool to me.
Absolutely.
That's not.
It's not. You can ruin somebody's life. Let's say they have.
Totally.
Oh, easily.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
They have a career. And you're a perfectly honest person. And you have somebody out there that's jealous that don't even like you.
Oh.
And what's stopping them from using AI to get you to get fired?
Oh,
now,
my goodness.
Now, how do you prove that's not me? How do you prove that, Mike?
It's extremely difficult. It's like negatively loading questions ahead of time. And I say to you, William, I go, so tell me, William, how long have you been a pedophile? How do you disprove that? Yeah. How do you disprove that? There's so much information out there available that's incredible. I mean, it's mind-boggling. I had somebody, I think I told this story before also, had a gentleman question my ability to be an investigator and find out stuff. And I told him, I says, you know what, give me 30 minutes, I'll tell you who your wife is banging, where your kids go to school, how many doo-doos your dog did in your backyard. And he says, "Oh, you, there's no way you can find that stuff." I go, "Really?" I said, "Okay." I said, give me 2 minutes and I'll prove to you at least a little bit. I said,
"Well, don't be looking me up, Mike. Don't be looking me up. Okay. If you haven't already, you and William."
A little late for that, Dr. Sims, a little late for that.
I knew it. I felt it. And you too.
So I punched this guy's name into not a database for law enforcement. I just punched it into the internet, into sites that I'm aware of. So I was using internet probing sites. It came back and this was within like 2 minutes. I told him, I says, "So this is your spouse's name. This is your brother, your sister's names. They live here, here, and here. Here's your mom and dad's names. They live here, here, and here." And within 2 minutes, I told him all about his family and family names. And he was like, "Oh my God." He goes, "You did that." He says, "You're not using law enforcement." I said, "No, this is on the internet. All your information's out there. If you know where to go, if you know these sites and stuff, and you know how to get into, county sites where your information's at, I can get almost anything I want to know about anybody. And I'm no longer in law enforcement, but I can still get into stuff."
Right.
And I can tell you how many times you've been arrested and.
Right. Ann Wooten Taylor. Hey,
hey,
Ann.
How are you,
Ann?
My friend? Hey,
yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. And let me try to attempt to catch you up a little bit. We haven't gotten into, I added another topic. You know how I always do, you know. We're still going to get into this, impotent rage and corrupt preachers' depression. We're talking about it a little bit.
What did you say at first? What was your statement?
Impotent rage.
Okay.
What did you think I was saying, Dr. Sims?
I said no, because when I use my little college words, you tell me, I'm going back to anal, because anal means somebody who is precise and has a expertise.
Oh, Lord.
And so,
yeah.
Go look up the dictionary.
I have looked up that, and it has.
Mindset,
no,
buddy.
Mike. No, you're right, Mike. Because I've been telling Dr. Sim. I've been telling Dr. Sim. It look, that word has two definitions. All right.
That's like prostitution and rape. Okay. Rape means don't start me. I went to college, y'all.
Everybody went to college. So
okay, but I'm just saying, get your mind away from the hood. Come on up, okay, and get to the dictionary and find out what's
you
up.
Know, you
that's just like people, listen, that's just like people, once they inject an educated value in your mind, it's like 69. Y'all know what 69 bisexual stuff is now. But it's just a number. It's just a friggin' number.
Oh, Lord
Jesus.
Just
like red. My granddaughter said, "Mom, Grandma, have you ever been in the gang? I just like the color red. I've never been in a gang, okay?"
Wow.
They don't stop snatching stuff from me and make me feel paranoid. I like blue, I like yellow, y'all not going to make me choose my words.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Go in the dictionary.
I'm going to have to apologize to the audience. She doesn't even drink.
Coming from college values and not the gutter. Okay?
I have to apologize to the audience. She doesn't even drink either. And
I go, no, you didn't. See, that ain't right. That's not right.
You know what?
This is a new day.
I stepped into a quagmire. I'm sorry.
Stop digging. Mr. William Brown, stop digging.
I'm going to talk the way I want to talk. You get a
girl. That hole is getting deeper. You're digging.
I just told you that the word anal on radio doesn't sound good.
Well, and some of the rape and prostitute don't sound good either,
Jesus.
It's on here.
How do we get from AI to rape and prostitution?
Well, because you started it,
and
I finished it. Now,
let's move
on.
I love it. I can tell you feeling better.
I do.
Yeah, well, good. I'm happy for you. Okay. So, Ann. So what were we talking about?
Ann, honey.
Hey, how you doing, big sister?
I'm good now.
Yes, she's
that's
fired up.
Being straightened out.
You ain't straight nobody up. Anyway, we were talking.
You ain't putting nobody down either. Now let's move along. Ann, good to see you, dog.
Yeah, Ann, it's wonderful seeing you.
good to see all of you.
Okay.
I don't want to set off another fire right. session between the two of you. So I'm just gonna wait for the question.
No, it's gonna happen. No, we were talking about artificial intelligence and Bitcoin, and if I can, you guys can jump in also. And we saw a little short video, and this gentleman, he's a lawyer, he gets a call from his son, and his son is saying, hey, Dad, I'm in trouble, I'm in jail, I've got a broken nose, I hit a woman, a pregnant woman, they locked me up. So I had this lawyer to call and says, here, your son is in jail, you need to do something to bail him out. And so I ended up, and he said, well, yeah, I want to bail my son out. You know, I'm a lawyer. He said, well, no, you can't do it because you didn't present the case. Okay. And so, and the bail was $90,000 and you need to wire me. And so he says, well, I can do it. He said, but you need to wire me $9,000 only to find out. And you take it down to this credit union that I belong to and you can deposit, go to the certain kiosk. Now this kiosk would take the money and transfer that or exchange that for Bitcoin. All right. All to find out later that it wasn't his son. His son called him back, says, hey, Dad, on FaceTime, no, my nose is fine and I'm fine. He said, you are being scammed using artificial intelligence and also using Bitcoin, because once it goes into Bitcoin, there's no way that you can get it back. You can't get it back. So we were talking about the various things or the various ways that artificial intelligence is a good thing, but also it can be a very, very bad thing. And people getting scammed. We're talking about the holidays coming up. People are being scammed out there. You're getting phone calls and things of that nature. And so also we're talking about how artificial intelligence is being used now to destroy lives. They can take your likeness, and you have a great reputation, I'm sure, in the community, in your church, and surroundings, and someone can take your likeness and just have you saying some crazy things to have people questioning you and questioning your position, you know, with your job and your church and your community and things of that nature. So we were just talking about the dangers of how artificial intelligence, even more so now than ever, how people are using it for nefarious reasons. That's what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's been going on for a long time. I mean, let's just be honest about it. You can think of just about any technology that's out there that people have corrupted, you know, to use in a way that they can scam people or otherwise hurt people. Just about any technology has the good side and the bad side. I think the more sophisticated the technology, the more harm that can be done. And artificial intelligence is a very sophisticated level of technology. So, you know, when you got people like Tom Hanks talking about, you know, an AI generated image of him out there scamming people, of course it can happen with anybody else. They have been for a while now warning people about AI using their voices to come up with that scam that you just mentioned. Is usually something involving somebody's child, somebody they care about, and somebody who's not, you know, you can't readily get to, being in trouble, and you need to send money to that person. So a good rule of thumb is to always, you know, before you pay anybody anything, try to contact the person. You know, if somebody tells you your child is in jail, it's like, ask questions. What jail? You know, where, you know, what city, what state, and look it up yourself and call those people, to verify that your child is really there and that the only way to bail them out is to pay this lawyer, because most of the time that's not the way bail's going to work, folks. So, now that doesn't mean you won't have to pay a lawyer a fee, for his or her services, But a lot of what happens is that people listen to the instructions that they're given and they follow those instructions mm-hmm. because they think it's one of those emergency type of situations. Another really big issue is, you know, what can happen without, you know, you getting this third party, you know, involved. You know, people are getting emails, they're getting text messages, you're getting all scammed in all kinds of ways. Mm-hmm. Technology. So you really do need to be careful. I got a message yesterday that says my cousin and his wife are updating their something or other, their information portfolio, whatnot, not with their contacts, and